Reformed Church.
You know, if you want to speak in other tongues, I'm not even going to ask anyone to come up. If you want to speak in other tongues, I'll give you a short rundown on that. I don't understand everything about it, but I'll just give you what I understand, that the Holy Spirit just speaks in other languages through you, and for whatever the reason, I don't know the reasons, but rather than just straight out prophesy through you or give you wisdom, there are certain times where perhaps the Holy Spirit finds it easier for one reason or another, but it's something that he does where he'll speak in another tongue through you, and then he'll interpret that to you. So there's a lot of wisdom that you can end up getting when you speak in other tongues, because the Holy Spirit will do that and then interpret it to you. Or he'll interpret it to a congregation of people. So that you're speaking wisdom. The Bible says you're giving thanks well. You're giving thanks to God. You're speaking about the things that he's done. You're speaking wisdom. And then the Lord will interpret it. That's why I don't think it's a mistake that sometimes we start out speaking in other tongues here before a prophecy or something like that. It just doesn't surprise me. Not that we do it on purpose, but it just makes sense. Also, the Bible says that because the Holy Spirit is giving thanks to God, you end up kind of feeling what the Holy, not kind of, you end up feeling what the Holy Spirit's feeling. And the Bible says you actually get edified before you even know what's being said. It'll actually edify you and encourage you. It's like you get the remnant residual feeling off of what's being said before even understanding what's being said. So it does actually edify you. But it's important, like we said before, that you interpret that if you're talking or you get some English in there, if you're talking to a congregation of people. But if you want to speak in other tongues, what I want you to do is, though, I'm going to pray. I'll pray for you. And this is something for every single believer. It's not for pastors and teachers. This is for just believers, okay? These signs follow those who believe, right? Mark 16 said that they would speak with new tongues, with new languages. This is a good and necessary thing for every single believer. You're not excluded from this. This is not the crazy churches do that tongues thing. No, this is speaking in other languages by the Holy Spirit. So, and again, it's good for edification. It's good for giving you wisdom. It's a gift that Holy Spirit works through you. But I'm gonna pray for you, and I don't have to even necessarily know who it is. But if you want to be able to speak in other tongues and prophesy, if you want to kind of move in those gifts of the Spirit, you want that to happen through you. Again, this is not something that we do up here. This is something that just believers do. It's a normal believer thing. So if that's you, you can just note that in your mind. And then I'm going to pray for you. And as I'm praying for you, you can just agree with it. But what I want you to do is, though, because it's true that God will work this himself and we don't have to try to force it, but God works through you. The Bible says it's God who works in you, meaning it's not going to come from the outside in for a believer. It's inside out. So you're going to feel, you're going to start feeling like you want to talk, okay? So when you feel like you want to talk, you won't even necessarily know what you want to say, but you'll maybe feel like you want to talk. And then when you get a feeling that you want to say something, you just go ahead and do it. And you say, what does that mean? You not know what it means. Just go ahead and do it. Just let it out. And whatever it sounds like, don't get distracted with what it sounds like. What you do is you just keep listening to the Lord, keep acknowledging the Lord, and then what wants to come out, let that come out. You don't have to force it. Don't be weird. If it doesn't happen all in one time or something, that's okay. That's okay. But God wants you to speak in other tongues today, okay? If you want this, God, in fact, even if you don't want it, God wants it for you. God wants you to be able to speak in other tongues. He wants you to be able to prophesy. He wants you to be able to get words of wisdom. So I'm going to pray for you, and you just make that note. If you say that's you right now, yep, that's me. I want to speak in other tongues. I want to be able to interpret. I want to be able to prophesy. I want to be able to speak by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, get words of wisdom. Then cool. That's already yours. It's already inside of you, but it's locked in there, though. Okay? It's locked in there until you acknowledge it. So we're going to acknowledge it together, and then I'm going to pray for you just to give you a little boost, and then we're going to see something come out, okay? And don't be discouraged if it doesn't come out at once, but I'm going to pray for you now, okay? So again, we can just bow our heads and close our eyes, and we can just meditate on the Lord right now. But as I pray, if that's you, and you start feeling like, oh, man, I kind of hit something, feel like it wants to come out, just let that stuff out. It doesn't matter if someone's sitting next to you. Forget about them. Don't be ashamed of it. This is Jesus. You don't be ashamed of Jesus. This isn't you. This is Jesus. It's not you. This is Jesus. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus wants to say something, right? We shouldn't be ashamed of something Jesus wants to say. So here we go. I'm going to pray. Christ Jesus, thank you for your Spirit in this room right now. And boom, there you go. Thank you, Jesus. Your Spirit moves to whoever wants that right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever wants that. Thank you so much, Lord. Your spirit just goes right there to their mouth. Thank you, Jesus. And just start speaking as you feel that you want to speak.
Si spaklamu si avranku solabraki stelvrentia chevroko salblandia froshi balta ligranathash vaglino shobro stola grastia fesh diaboko la framandi stefra boko langrastistia.
Thank you, Jesus. The river just flows right through you. It's all rest from your works.
Si pokum brasha lebroko salabra nikrasti fesher poco vrasta vrendo la sha bronco sa branchi tala grasta ste vrombul di sha granasta ste.
Thank you, Jesus. You put it right on their head, Lord.
So poco vincham pentli avra fuku branchi branchista dei.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remo shan se frisha la broco sen blanticabra sho lobro sti lavri andaxi allegra sta sti vrombolta licra stistia.
Thank you, Jesus. Shopoku vranchia labroko ste. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, Lord, that works through us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your covenant. This is part of the covenant that we have with Jesus, that we would speak with other tongues, that we would prophesy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If that hasn't happened for you yet and you still want that, though, keep your mind on the Lord. We're going to keep going. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you do, don't allow fear, though, to keep it back. Because he's working in you. He's working in you. Don't let fear keep it back. If you want to start talking, then just start talking. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the remission of sins, Lord, that we are forgiven people in here. So we are qualified. We are qualified to receive this, Lord. We're not disqualified because, oh, I'm not that type of person. No, we're those type of people now because we're forgiven of sins. You've cleansed us of sin. You've forgiven us of sin. I thank you so much, Lord, that we are qualified to receive this tonight. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that can bubble up from on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He branchi alla frosta la branchi la vresti alla broco la granascia la gresta ste. Heaven is in us, flowing through us. Thank you, Jesus. Fronchi alla braca sta ligra notosta la branchi la gresti ste. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bronchi alla braca la gresti sta lagrina ti. Thank you, Lord. Thom prashta la branchi la vrestia, vranchia la broco, sala brinkel da shia, locusta la grenate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Zompia la fiabica la grosta staligra nataste. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your spirit, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let me, if that was you, when we were talking, and it's something that you wanted to sort of demonstrate and to see, if that was you, you wanted it, and if something didn't happen quite the way you want it to, then I want you to come up here and I'm going to pray for you, okay, personally. So don't be ashamed of that. That's a really awesome thing to want. If something didn't get going, maybe you got distracted and you were kind of hesitant about it, but you're like, hey, you know what? I feel like something wanted to come up maybe, but nothing happened for me. Then I want you to come up here and I'm going to pray for you personally, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the cool thing is, if one person comes up, then everybody else gets the courage all of a sudden, and other people want to come up too. But don't matter how long you've been here, don't matter who's sitting next to you, doesn't matter any of that. You just come up, and then we'll pray together, and then we'll get that going, okay? If that's something that you wanted, kind of wanted to come out, and you still want that to come out, then you just come up, and I'm gonna continue to pray. And then if you want that, remember, just come up. You can come up on either side of the stage, and then I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. And also, if I'm praying with somebody, there's Pastor Jose and Ms. Kim up here also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep praying. Just know that invitation is still open. You want to come up? We're going to pray with you. I'm going to kind of just get the juices flowing in there, all right? Okay. Remember, Pastor Jose and Ms. Kim are also up here. Just come up on either side of the stage, and we'll pray with you. And we're going to get those juices flowing, all right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If anyone else wants to come up, they will pray together. Thank you, Jesus. But even as you're in your seat, I just want to encourage you with the fact that sometimes some of you actually might feel something, and the Holy Spirit could actually want to do something there. But it's not, when you don't feel it come out at first, a lot of times it's not because the Holy Spirit's not moving in you to do it, but we have so much fear in our mind and distraction in our mind about how it's going to sound. And first, you just got to get over that fear, put that to the side, and just stop caring, okay? Because all that is just you trying to do it yourself. It's care and anxiety and worry about you trying to do it, and how am I going to make it sound, and it doesn't matter how it sounds. You pray in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit moves in you and gives you the desire to do it. And it's true that God works in you, but you gotta have a mind frame though that allows Him to do that. And the mind frame that's distracted by how it sounds or what someone's gonna think is not the kind of mindset that's just gonna let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Just say, you know what, I don't care anymore. I don't care how it sounds. I don't care what anybody else thinks. Put those cares, those worries to the side, and say, if I want to speak, I'm going to speak. And as you feel that in you, to want to speak, just let it go. Just let it go. Just don't worry about the rest. Fear is not a faith. Worry is not a faith. That means it is not conducive to letting the Holy Spirit flow through you. Fear and worry are not a faith, and it's therefore not conducive to letting the Holy Spirit flow through you. So let go of those things. Put those things to the side. Know that God accepts you, God loves you, and He wants to work something through you. So nothing else and no other person needs to matter when it comes to that. If you want to speak in other tongues, when you feel that, you just talk as you want to talk. And if it sounds like total gibberish and it doesn't sound like a language, that's not up to you. Let the Holy Spirit take care of how it sounds. You just speak as you want to speak. Thank you, Jesus. But if you still want to come up, and leave that invitation open, and I'll pray with you personally, or Pastor Zay or Ms. Kim. Thank you, Jesus, so much for that. Thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. We can keep in this atmosphere right now. I'm just going to share something with you, and while that invitation is still open, so while I'm talking, you can come right up to the side. And don't worry about where I am in a story or anything like that. Just come right up. Thank you, Jesus. But I've told you guys before that even when the Lord would want to prophesy something through me, I had already been speaking in other tongues. And at first, because my mind was so distracted with am I going to prophesy something accurate, or am I going to say the wrong thing, the Lord would speak in another tongue through me. And then He would just say one word in English, but He would sneak it in, and I wouldn't even expect it to come out. And He could only get one word out, because the second He said that word, I would get distracted and started focusing on, oh, what am I going to say next? And then he would go back to speaking in other tongues. Because when I was speaking in another tongue, I wasn't distracted with whether it was accurate or not, because no one could understand it. I couldn't even understand it. So he would sneak a word in, and that turned into me just trusting the Lord with it. And when a prophecy would come out, I just started saying, Lord, I'm just going to listen to you, and I'm going to acknowledge you, and just get my mind off of what I'm saying and get my mind on acknowledging you. Thank you so much, Jesus. And once I was not distracted, one word became several words, and prophecy started coming out more regularly. But it's pretty funny that the Lord had to sneak a word in, just because it just goes to show you how sometimes we're just distracted with what we're going to say or how it sounds. Thank you so much, Jesus. Again, we receive by faith. And sometimes we can get so distracted, like where I was. You're so distracted with the thing itself. And when you're looking at what you're saying, you're not looking at Jesus. You're not acknowledging Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. And it's, again, not just about speaking in other tongues. It's about whatever it is, whether it's prophecy or some kind of wisdom that we're speaking, or it's if it's in another tongue. God wants to just be able to speak through you, and you end up just doing what you want to do. God puts those desires in you, and it's not just a desire like in your head. He'll put feelings in you. You start feeling stuff like muscles in your body wanting to do things, your throat, your mouth, your tongue, you wanting to do things. And that's God feeling something through you. God is just reacting to a situation through you. God is just wanting to speak through you. And being led by the Spirit, sometimes the best way to describe it is just to do what you want to do. When you want to do that, to be able to just let it happen. It's just doing what you want to do. You already have those impulses there. And I'm convinced that there are people that you already felt those impulses. Tonight you probably felt those impulses to be able to speak. And God just wants you to be able to let those impulses flow. And just not care what anyone else thinks. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. The Holy Spirit is real. He's here right now. He's on the inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Don't dismiss the thing the Lord puts in you, those desires He puts in you, the things that He starts speaking through you. When the Lord starts muttering something through you like that, do not dismiss that. Do not dismiss that. Because that dismissal, that's just unbelief. That's just unbelief trying to come against the thoughts of God. He's trying to prepare something in your mind. He's trying to get something out of your mouth. And that's just unbelief coming against the thoughts of God. He's wanting to show you that He wants to speak something through you. And then you got unbelief also nagging here. But you know what, though? Leave the unbelief to the side. That's real. Thank you so much, Jesus. The Lord wants to speak through you. That's power. That's power coming through you. And you know it. You feel it too. Don't let something in your head convince you otherwise. Because that's the Lord speaking through you. And you don't just got to go off a feeling. You have the proof of Scripture telling you that God wants you to speak in other tongues, that these signs, He wants you to prophesy. He wants you to be able to speak His words. And so do not discount. You know, the Bible even says to not call common what God has cleansed. And there's something of a parallel here when you just think, oh, that's just fake, that's just me. No, God's doing something real and you're calling it common. God's doing something real in you. You don't call what God's doing in you common or ordinary or fake. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. That's the Lord bringing that up in you. And if it comes out as a mutter, if it comes out as gibberish, whatever it sounds like at first, thank you so much, Jesus. When you're working through us, Lord, we shouldn't be ashamed of what you're doing through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's let that out. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. You just let it out without any fear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's a real thing the Lord does in you. Again, we have the proof of Scripture to show you that this is a real thing that happens to people. Thank you, Lord. This is a real part of our inheritance. And this is just ordinary stuff that follows those who believe. If you believe, that's yours. That's something that's yours. You're just using what's yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I also want to tell anyone that has had those compellings on the inside of them, don't let that stop here. I want to remind you, and I'm going to pray for you also in a second, but I want to remind you to, on your drive home, when you get home, whenever you want to speak, you let that out. Any moment you want to speak, just let it out. And don't get in your own head. You just let the Lord in your head. If you want to speak, you let it out. If you want to speak, you let it out. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to ask God if it's His will. It is His will. We already know it's His will. Again, Mark chapter 16 says that those are one of the signs that follows those who believe. So you don't question it. You just, if you want to speak, you go ahead and let it out. And if you get distracted, if you have to take a second wherever you are to go to the side because you got a little distracted from what the Lord was trying to do in you, if you got to take a moment to the side and say, Lord, I just thank you so much, and just get your head on Him and let whatever wants to come out, come out. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't matter what it sounds like. It does not have to sound like a language. It does not have to sound like a language to you. The Bible says that you don't understand it at first. So it doesn't matter how it sounds. Thank you so much, Jesus. You know, when I first started speaking in other tongues, legitimately, I grew up in a church that spoke in other tongues. But a lot of it, though, was just people trying to imitate what they heard. They didn't really know what was going on, and they was trying to imitate what they heard. And that was me too. I heard people talking another language, I just tried to imitate it. So it was never something I felt like the Lord was compelling me to do. I just kind of did it. And then I was already a teenager, and we already had this church, and I was on a walk, and I was by myself, and I said, you know what, Lord, I give this up. I don't want it to be fake. I just want you to do it through me, because I didn't feel that desire. I didn't feel any desire to it. Like, again, a desire that many of us may have had tonight, you just feel like you want to. Like, it's, oh, man, it's like you want to get it out. That's a great desire. But I didn't have that. So I said, you know what, Lord, if I don't have that desire, I'm not going to try to fake it. I was learning about rest from works, and I said, Lord, you just do it through me. Now, most of any change I've ever seen in my life has been very slow and progressive, kind of a glory to glory type of thing. I never had a moment in my life where I had some kind of vision or just, you know, stark contrast type of change. But that's the one thing actually in my life I can say. It was probably the next day, it was at least that very week, I had that desire, and especially I was on a walk. Maybe I didn't have the distraction of someone else being next to me, I don't know. But I was on a walk, and I just was like, hey, I want to speak, and I don't know what's going to come out. I just feel like I want to say something. And I just started talking, and it just came out, and I've been speaking in other tongues as the Lord wills ever since. And so I want to encourage you with that, just to, you know, you can take your hands off the wheel there, and you don't have to feel like you have to force it to happen. But at the same time, though, you know when you have a desire to do it. If that desire is in you, don't second guess that. You got to let that come out. You got to let that come out. It's like sometimes we push against the Lord, though, and we're kind of trying to resist Him because we're distracted by other things. Just don't be distracted. Let that stuff come out. It's God that works in you. It is God that works in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So thank you so much, Jesus. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to still leave the invitation open. If there was anybody else that wanted to come up and pray, I'm going to leave that invitation open. We're just going to pray for a little bit longer, but I'm going to leave that open, okay? Don't leave here if you want to come up. Don't leave here if you want to come up. Really, don't do it. I know maybe it seems a little intimidating to come up here, but we're all family. We all have the same spirit. We're all doing the same thing, so do not be intimidated to come up here. We're going to pray. We're going to get those juices flowing in you. Thank you so much, Jesus. That's all it is. It's stuff that you already have. You have potential in you that you don't even realize right now. You might just think that you're just you in the flesh. I'll tell you, God has put His Spirit, God Almighty has put His Spirit on the inside of you. The God of all wisdom and all power, He lives in you, and you're like Him now. You may not have seen yourself that way, but that's what you have on the inside of you. God just wants to stir that up and get some of that going in you. Thank you so much, Jesus. So I'm going to leave that invitation open. Remember, I'm just going to pray for a little bit longer, and then if you want to come up on either side of the stage, you can do that. Thank you so much, Jesus. Father, we just worship you and we praise you. We thank you so much for the potential that we have on the inside of us, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.